Hello, and welcome back to the America Pray Now podcast, the podcast for people of prayer. Today, we are going to continue our series in looking at previous magazine articles from the America Pray Now magazine. Today's article is going to come from Volume 1 and features Ken Cuccinelli. Ken Cuccinelli has a distinguished career, including a law degree from George Mason University, as well as a master's degree in international commerce and policy. He has been a trial and appellate litigator, including constitutional law, for over 25 years. Additionally, Mr. Cuccinelli served in state government in the Virginia State Senate from 2002 to 2010, and as the Attorney General of Virginia from 2010 to 2014. He also served in the federal government, first as the Acting Director of United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, and then as the Acting Deputy Secretary for the Department of Homeland Security. During his tenure, Mr. Cuccinelli was a leading spokesman for the administration on immigration, election security, and homeland security issues. And on top of all of that, he is a believer in prayer. We will read his article now from the God in Government section of the America Pray Now magazine. In today's quickly changing political landscape, a great battle for the soul of our nation is raging, one that very closely parallels the spiritual battles of the human soul. Militant activists use a major political party in an attempt to destroy from within the very foundation of our once Christian nation. They seek to dismantle laws that protect the integrity of our elections, shackle our police, open our borders to invasion, and indoctrinate our children with depraved propaganda and social pressure. I have been asked by countless people, what can we do, and how can we fight this? First and foremost, we fight on our knees in prayer. But we also must fight with action. God needs us, our time, talent, and resources to wage the battle for our children's future. It is imperative that we seek out and support faithful, courageous Christians that are willing to run for office at the local, state, and national levels. I cannot begin to adequately express the importance of having men and women of authentic Christian faith taking leading roles in our government. One faith-filled, courageous leader can make a significant difference in the direction of a county board meeting about defunding the police, a state Senate committee discussion about abortion clinic regulations, and even on the floor of the U.S. House of Representatives as they debate the Green New Deal. One of the best examples of a man who made a tremendous impact in the fight for the soul of his nation is William Wilberforce, the 19th century Christian British politician. He campaigned in Parliament for 46 years to end the horrific slave trade that flourished in England at the time. His perseverance eventually paid off, and today he is praised for his courage and commitment to Christian principles. Countless such battles are raging in our modern political landscape. Who will fight for us as William Wilberforce fought? Although one courageous Christian leader can have a significant positive influence, two or three can move an entire political mountain. I have seen it many times. We do not need to control the whole debate. We simply need to have our Christian values represented by those who are willing to stand firm in fighting for life, liberty, and the prosperity for our citizens. In addition to electing righteous leaders, we must also give them our support. Understandably, running for and holding public office is tough on marriages and family life. People of faith make many sacrifices to run for office. They sacrifice time with their families, job security, financial security, and privacy to serve us. They are sometimes targets of vicious attacks by the media, as well as aggressive, occasionally violent political activists. They need our prayers and support. I was very blessed in my gubernatorial race to have a group of prayer warriors frequently pray for my family and me. Having such support helped us through the most challenging months of the campaign. But we also could not have competed without an enormous number of volunteers and donors. Now, more than ever, we must step up to the plate to elect and support a new generation of Christian political leaders who will fight on the front lines of the battle for the soul of our nation, so our children and grandchildren may continue to live in freedom and prosperity. We do not merely need Christian leaders at the top. We also need Christian foot soldiers in government and supporting candidates who run for office. Don't forget what you can do. Pray as if it all depends on God, because it does. And work as if it all depends on you, because it does. This has been an article from Volume 1 of the America Pray Now magazine, written by Ken Cuccinelli. You can receive the America Pray Now magazine delivered directly to your home free of charge by visiting the America Pray Now website at americapraynow.com. America Pray Now also meets in 17 different cities every month to pray in person. Most of our prayer meetings are in Virginia, and we also meet in West Virginia, Maryland, Delaware, North Carolina, and South Carolina. Please check our website for dates and times. And until next time, may God bless you.